to you by Absa Bank Zambia PLC. Your story matters. Absa.
The Absa Cup round of 16 continues with a thrilling knockout stage. Brace yourselves for an adrenaline-packed Easter weekend kicking off on Friday, 12:30 hours at Arthur Davies Stadium. Forest Mioye versus Mufulira Wanderers. Nampundwe versus Power Dynamos. And Saturday, games kick off at 12:30 hours with Mushitala taking on Muza FC and Roan versus Ichanga Rangers. Grab your tickets at www.techpay and watch the games live on Supersport and the Absa Facebook page. Your story matters. Absa.
The headlines. Political analyst questions motives behind recent political defections. Self-proclaimed prophet nabbed in Kaoma for spreading false information online. And in global news, the African Development Bank warns Middle East conflict poses economic risk to Africa. Good evening, Malumba Malumba with the Phoenix FM Main News. Political analyst Francis Chipili has questioned the motives behind recent political defections, warning that while individuals are free to change allegiance, such decisions must be guided by principle and conviction rather than convenience. Reacting to remarks by UPND deputy spokesperson Elvis Nkandu, who indicated that those defecting to the ruling party are not guaranteed adoption, Mr. Chipili stressed that shifting political affiliation is not essentially wrong, but must be rooted in a genuine commitment to the common good. In an interview with Phoenix News, Mr. Chipili notes that the growing trend of defections has attracted scrutiny, with many questioning whether such moves are driven by a desire to serve national interests or by personal ambitions for leadership and economic gain. Mr. Chipili has since cautioned against switching sides for purposes such as seeking political protection or personal benefit, warning that such actions undermine democratic integrity and national development. He has also called for honesty and accountability in political life, emphasizing that individuals with questionable past records cannot evade scrutiny simply by aligning with new political formations.
Leaving the opposition is not entirely a wrong move to make, but you have to make it out of principle. Do you understand?
Yes.
So switching camp is not necessarily the best, and we're not condemning it. What you are saying is it, base it on conviction that you are doing it for the best interest of the common good and not the best interest for you to seek either adoption or protect yourself from some previous criminal activities.
Police in Western Province have arrested a Kaoma-based self-proclaimed prophet for allegedly circulating false information through a Facebook live stream, causing alarm within the community. Western Province Police Commissioner Ray Amonga has identified the suspect as Leonard Chadida, aged 28, a businessman of Falkland area, who is also linked to religious activities at Shiloh Embassy. Mr. Amonga says the case was initially reported at Kaoma Police Station yesterday at 15:11 hours, with the alleged offence having occurred a day earlier via a Facebook live stream. He says a complaint was made by Vasco Antonio, who accused the suspect of falsely linking him to the illness of a local businessman, Justin Liboma. Mr. Amonga says during the live stream, the suspect allegedly claimed the businessman would die within 2 weeks and warned of possible violent clashes between families, statements that caused fear and anxiety in the community. He says a mobile phone suspected to have been used in the offense has been seized for forensic examination, while the suspect remains in custody undergoing legal procedures.
The Zambia Police Service in Western Province wishes to issue a stern warning to members of the public. The abuse of cyberspace, including the use of social media platforms to spread falsehoods, incite fear, alarm the public, or promote violence, is a serious criminal offense and will not be tolerated. Police will deal firmly, decisively with any individual found using individual platforms for spreading false information, maliciously accuse others, inciting violence or panic, undermine public peace and security. Members of the public are therefore advised to exercise responsibility, restraint and integrity when using online platforms.
Media Network Action on Climate Change Executive Coordinator Kenneth Perry has expressed concern over a recent environmental disaster in which a tailings dam partially collapsed, releasing mining waste into the Chibuluma stream and damaging aquatic life, crops and the surrounding ecosystem. Mr. Perry has noted that the incident comes just over a year after a similar disaster occurred in the country, raising serious concerns about the safety and management of tailings dams. In a statement, Mr. Perry has, however, commended government for its swift response to the incident, including directing the company responsible to present itself and take full responsibility for the damage caused. He has since urged government to conduct a comprehensive audit of all tailings dams across the country, which should focus on assessing the structural integrity of the dams, identifying potential risks, and recommending measures to prevent future occurrences. Mr. Perry has further called on government to strengthen regulations by enhancing oversight and enforcement of environmental laws governing mining activities. Information and Media Permanent Secretary Thabo Kawana has urged private sector players to adopt innovative approaches that support the growth of a 24-hour economy. Speaking at the official opening of the 24/7 Economy Initiative at Streamside Resort last evening, Mr. Kawana indicated that the establishment of the resort reflects growing investor confidence in Zambia's economic direction and aligns with the country's progressive development agenda. Mr. Kawana noted that the opening of Streamside Resort is a practical demonstration of government's vision to stimulate productivity, create jobs, and drive inclusive economic growth through a 24-hour economic model. He highlighted that extended operating hours will enhance revenue generation for both the business and the state through increased taxes and levies, ultimately supporting national development programs and public service delivery. A 36-year-old woman of Fetauke District in Eastern Province has committed suicide following financial difficulties linked to a village bank loan. Eastern Province Police Commissioner Robertson Mwemba has confirmed the development in a statement, stating that the incident occurred yesterday around 17 hours in Garden Compound under Chief Kalindawalo and was reported the same day at about 18:30 by Dinus Banda, aged 43, a resident of the same area and cousin to the deceased. Mr. Mwemba has identified the deceased as Esther Mwanza, a single mother of three children. According to Mr. Mwemba, earlier that day, around 10 hours, Ms. Mwanza visited her younger sister, Grace Mwanza, in Tasala 2 compound, where she reportedly complained about struggling to repay a 4,000 kwacha loan she had obtained from a village bank. Mr. Mwemba says the deceased later returned home around 12 hours, adding that around 17 hours, her third-born son, Fortune Jere, aged 7, found his mother sweating heavily and rushed to inform his mother's cousin, Dinis Banda, as well as neighbors. He says the deceased was found struggling to breathe and sweating excessively and was quickly taken to Petaoka District Hospital, where she later died. Mr. Mwemba adds that